Welcome to Opening Presents. My name is Aaron Robinson. Thank you so much for joining me today. So, it's been a minute since I've done a solo podcast, but I don't know, time calls. It's 6:40 p.m. Sunday night. I'm releasing this episode at 4 a.m. Monday morning. Decided to just challenge myself in the fourth quarter. So here we go. I'll try to make it succinct and provide some value, wherever that lays in this expression of self. But yeah, first off, I want to thank you all for taking the time to listen. As usual, I know you're all out there. Just know that I appreciate you and that this is a reciprocal exchange. You can tune into or check out Spotify and leave me a voice message. You can rate and review, let your voice be heard. You know, the goal of this is to try to get this out to as many people as possible, trying to get as many people to engage with their own journey of creative self-realization, whatever that looks like for each and every one of you, because that's what we're here to do. Like, we all have gifts that lay within us. As my laundry is going off upstairs, gotta have my gym clothes ready, you know. But all of us have our gifts, and all of us have our challenges, and all of us have our journeys, and I think the best way to go about our journey is to be honest about it and to shed light on all of the areas that we have grown accustomed to kind of avoiding and not having any judgment on when or how these trials and tribulations need to be resolved, not putting ourselves in a corner like that, but just becoming aware of it for long enough to notice like the ebbs and flows and what gets us in those dark places, what gets us out of those dark places, and start navigating these landscapes. And after a while in awareness, like we start to understand like those ebbs and flows of the seasons and how we are a part of the seasons, and everything becomes a lot more familiar instead of pushing things away into the darkness and kind of going unconscious for a while until we feel good and then we wake back up, but then we have no recall or recourse about the last 6 months that just went by, or the last 6 days or 6 weeks or even 6 seconds. So whenever we can step into awareness, it's a learning experience, and we're taking in information, we're taking in data, learning about ourselves and applying it for the next day, for the next week, next decade. It's all self-knowledge, and when we kind of detach ourselves from all the expectations and the judgments and just kind of become observers and be like, oh, that's funny. Oh, you just fell into that same pothole again. Like, it's all good, and we're all on that same journey. Nobody's journey is like, you're not the only one going through anxiety. You're not the only one going through depression. Like, you're not the only one building a business. You're not the only one that has trouble with finances. Like, we all are dealing with these things, and there's no sense in trying to hide something that we all have. Speaking of what we all have our breath. Sometimes I forget to breathe. But yeah, speaking of not being able to breathe, I was just in Mexico City with my good friends at Old Friend, Elliot and Jesse, and our friend Dylan, who's out in Texas. We spent about 9 days there together at an Airbnb, and I don't know what it was. It was like the exhaustion mixed with the altitude, mixed with pollution, but I wasn't feeling so good for the first number of days, and adding on like 15,000 steps per day, like I was just out for the count and just felt just like this sense of just discomfort, overall discomfort, like uprooting me from Portland and my routine and I guess normalcy in a sense. But I was kind of running things to the on high for a while, and then once I got to Mexico, it was just like a culmination of a lot of factors that left me feeling not optimal, but I still managed to really, really enjoy myself and get the most out of every single day. And obviously, like, build brotherhood with my good friends and just get to experience the beauty of Mexico. Like, I've always had a deep, deep love for Mexico and Mexican people, and just how the society operates. One of the things that is very clear and obvious for me is they don't have, like, this underlying tone of anxiety that we do have in America, where we're always kind of feeling out of body. And I kind of boiled it down to is this, like, fear of death is kind of baked into our cookie collectively in the U.S. And in Mexico, it's like everyone recognizes mortality as a part of life and death is a part of the living. And I think there's an appreciation that is present in all classes in Mexico, where everyone just looks each other in the eyes like, hey, I'm not going to be here one day. You're not going to be here one day. Hola. But there's just like a relaxedness that I appreciate and that I recognize in Mexican culture, where everyone's just like on the same team for the most part. Obviously, people are people, but there's a recognition of everyone's humanity and eventual state, which will be 6 feet under. So while I was in Mexico, like, obviously walked a lot, ate a lot, but one of the things that I noticed was, I guess, like a longing for, like, my routine, which is why this particular podcast is going to be called Fall in Love with the Process, or Falling in Love with the Process. We'll see, whatever I decide, because I could do what I want. But yeah, the idea of falling in love with the process. There was a point during the trip where I was just like, all right, like, I'm tired of, like, just hanging around. Like, where's, like, the order? Where's, like, the duty, the purpose? And I'm definitely not, like, a workaholic type. It's like, I'm trying to not do as much as possible, just like anybody else. But there are aspects of me that want to make things happen and have things go on my terms. But there was a point where I was just like, all right, like, I'm ready to, and I wasn't feeling so good. So it was just like, all right, like, I'd rather feel good, but I don't right now. But when I got back from Mexico City to Portland, like, my main thing was like, let's get back into my structure. Let's get back into my routine. funny thing is that I left Portland and I came back home and, like, I had left a light on in my room and my dishes were dirty. And I was like, oh shit, I wasn't in a good place when I left. But so I came back and first things first was like, all right, let's clean the house. All right, let's clean the house. Let's get to bed early. That's like a tenet of my, what is a good day for me. And then it was like, wake up early, meditate, go to the gym, and get on with the rest of the day. But like, the tail ends of each day are like paramount for me. And over the last, I've been back for 3 weeks, I think 3 weeks now, but like, just falling back into that process and becoming more of myself is something that I recognize. And there's so much, I guess, newness when there is like this discipline structure and seeing how it has evolved over time. To, I didn't always look forward to investing time, so much time in the gym and whatnot, but the things that are coming from it and not longing for and having cravings for things that I usually would. I guess one huge addition to this structure that is ever evolving and never perfect, and as I'm always willing to try new things and attempts to feel the best that I can. That's the whole goal, is to feel the best that I can. That's how you allow good things and attract good things, is to feel the best. And one thing that I've struggled with for a long time, or I wouldn't say struggled, but I've been working with for a long time is like my diet. My diet has been something that I haven't had a lot of consistency around, and I would try things for a little bit of time and then I would mess up with it. And about a week before Mexico City, I was trying keto, which is high fat, moderate protein, no carbs. So not eating any bread, no ramen noodles, no pasta, no rice of any kind, not even quinoa. Quinoa is good for you, but it's like no like carbs. Like the carbs come from like vegetables, no fruit, no sugar, no candy, no banana bread. God damn it. No, you took my banana bread. Ah. But so before Mexico City, I did that for a week and noticed some like changes as far as energy was concerned. Like I always thought like, oh yeah, brown rice is good for you, brown rice. And I would have that with a protein because I like teriyaki bowls and stuff. But I took out the carbs, I took out the rice, no bread, no nothing. And the first thing I noticed was just like a consistency of energy. There wasn't the crash. Like I'm so used to eating something and then being thrown off energetically. And this time there was just no crash involved with it. It was just like I would eat something, I would feel the sensation of being like full or satiated, but there was no energetic shift. So I can still be in the same mental clarity that I had previously, where that would be something that I would normally have to like sacrifice. I'd be like, all right, I'm about to eat now. And then it's like, oh, I got to do something different now because my energy is not the same, or I don't have the same motivation. So that was the first thing that I noticed in that short week. But then be it that I went to Mexico City, there was no way that I was going to stay up on a ketogenic diet. I was eating everything in sight. Everything in sight. Had some great meals down there too. But when I came back, I was like, oh, I remember how I felt on keto. Like, let me get back into that. And so I'm eating like bacon and eggs, like a lot of bacon and eggs. I've gotten like brie cheese, eating a lot of brie, olives, sauerkraut, a lot of meat because I need protein for the gym and stuff. And like overall, like this isn't the keto podcast either. It's like I'm such a noob at keto. A lot of avocados and keeping my electrolytes up with Element. This is not sponsored in any way, but one thing about like a low carb diet or no carb diet is that you lose energy. You lose electrolytes, so you need to replenish with salt, which is why I take like a salt supplement. But yeah, this all just comes from like being interested in how to optimize self and how to cultivate energy. And these are all just decisions. Like that's what all this shit comes down to, is just making decisions. And then there being a result from our decisions, whether they're good or bad. I'm not here to judge, but I would like to inspire and be like, yo, like you have the choice to wake up 10 minutes earlier. You have the choice to like eat the banana bread or not to eat the banana bread. And how do you create discipline over time, over a long period of time, and like getting clear on what we want in our lives. And that's the process of creative self-realization. That's opening presence, is like being curious as to like, what type of experience can I have, and not taking everything that's just given to us and being like, oh yeah, that's the only mode. Like there's a million different modes, and which vibration do we want to onboard and be like, yo, this is me 2.0. This is me 5.0, and not be satisfied with just how things are in this moment. And obviously being appreciative and grateful as I am, like I'm trying to be grateful throughout that. I'm trying to make gratitude like the standard operating system of me. And how many times can you go back to being grateful for your family and your friends and the roof over your head and like the food that you eat, and imagining what it could be tomorrow or next year. Like I was talking to Bob, which is my mom's partner before she passed, and I was like thinking about him today, and I was like, oh, I gotta give Bob a call. And he's a he's a gardener and has like a bunch of clients in these rich neighborhoods and tends to their gardens. And we were just talking about that. And I was telling him, I was like, yo, like I want to just eat just organic food. I don't want any processed shit. Like I want a giant fridge full of like all the different types of meats. And like, how do I get that? I want like optimal health. I don't want my jalapenos or my bell peppers or my Brussels sprouts or anything like being processed and thrown in a plastic bag. It's like, I want it to still have dirt on it. Like, but these are the things that I'm thinking about. Like we all are drawn to different things. Like today I had a yoga class and it re-inspired me to take up my practice because I realized that yoga was that aid for me in my healing and in like the hardest times of my life, like losing all my grandparents and my mom and like even my dog recently. It's like yoga was the thing that helped me in transition. And I know I mentioned this in like early podcasts, but like before I moved to Portland, like I was doing yoga, hot yoga, like all the time, because I knew that this transition was going to take a lot out of me and I wanted to be grounded and present throughout the whole experience because I didn't want to kind of run to alcohol. And I wasn't even sober at that time, but it was just like the general sense of curiosity that like, I think this can help me. And there's so much information on Instagram, whether that's diet, spirituality, tarot cards, Kundalini yoga, like the world is literally your oyster. It's like whatever you decide or whatever you're curious about, it's all available to us. And we have the ability to choose and decide what's going to be implemented. And a lot of the stuff just doesn't work and it's okay. There's no shame in it, but like the success is that you tried it and gave it a shot. And then over time it like slowly like begins to become a habit. Like some of the things, I'm like looking at my whiteboard and like just recently I started writing in the morning, and it's something that I obviously, it's like, oh, I'm a writer in the morning, but it's like, yo, that shit's not the coolest thing to do in the morning, and I don't feel like it a lot of the times. But recently, as like this renewed energy to be up in the morning and to reinvest into the process that is kind of like supported me even in times of non-action, when like, oh, meditation, freelance photography, freelance creativity, a lot of the times like the door isn't, like people aren't knocking on the door. Like Instagram can say one thing and it's like, oh yeah, Aaron's doing cool things and blah, blah, blah. But it's not always like that. And my energy, not wanting to remain dormant as far as like a creative and having creative output, like it goes to health and it goes to wellness and it goes to sleep and it goes to habits. Like that's exactly where I go when I'm either not inspired or I don't have a client that's coming in right now that I can like focus my energy on, and how can I provide this service? How could I provide my energy? But it goes straight to like, oh, how can I optimize my health in this moment? Cause that's going to be the vehicle that's going to bring me to the next thing. And whenever that eventual like client comes in to do a meditation or some sort of video project or something, I have something that's going to kind of like feed my soul. I'm investing in my time into my soul, my energy, my health, my outlook, and getting clear on what I want. So just recently, I started writing in the morning. So I have my notebook like already on a blank page. Like it's just a blank page with like a pen. My alarm goes off at 4:50. Actually, I changed it to 4:44. I'm not even like that dude, but I was just like, you know what? Close enough. I might as well get some luck out of it. So I have it go off. And then it's like, as soon as I get up, I just like roll over to my butt, have the light on, and then I'll just start writing. And it's like, actually, I'm going to go get it and then read some of the stuff. I'll be right back. All right, I'm back. So I just got my notebook that I have next to my bed, in which I write the time, the date and my weight for whatever reason, and not for whatever reason, because I'm intentionally transforming my body. So this was written April 29th at 4:53 a.m., and I came in at a sturdy 209 pounds and 2 ounces. All right, so this is what I say. First thing in the morning, no prompt, no nothing. Just let it all out. I'm open to receive abundance. I choose to let go of all that is not serving me. I am grateful for all that I have and all that is coming in. I feel happy and joyful. Nothing can bring me down. High vibration is natural for me. I am relaxed. I am confident. I am loving to others. I choose to see and recognize all of the good that is happening. I choose to amplify positivity and good emotions. I am extremely confident and sure of my beliefs, but never hold on too tightly. I love learning, sharing, talking about the things that I love. My contributions to society bring me wealth. Money comes to me with ease. I use it to create the life I desire. I use money to have the experiences that I enjoy and to purchase the highest quality products and services to serve my health, productivity, and holistic lifestyle. I use money to create sustainability. I use money to see the world. I use money to break free from capitalist society. That's ironic. I use money to buy the best clothes. I use money to buy the best locally sourced organic meat and vegetables. I use money to buy the best health products and services to maintain optimal health in the body and mind. I use money to further my knowledge and deepen my practice so that I can share my wisdom with others to assist in their ascension. I am a divine connector. Nothing is by accident. I trust my intuition. Everything happens for a reason. I allow my heart to guide my actions. I believe in myself. I am confident. I am successful. I am at peace. I am happy. I am joyful. Woo! Going ham in the morning, but not having anything that I expect to come out of me, and just what would you want it to be? Like, that's what I want, or that's what I desire, or that's what I want to allow. And with repetition over and over and over again, and allowing it to become who you are is what this process is. And like, I don't have answers at all. Like, this isn't a fixed position that one achieves. I haven't achieved anything. It's, like I said before, like falling in love with the process. Like, it, like falling in love with feeling good and having a, like, once you experience, like, oh, like, I prefer this over that. Like, it's very clear. All right, cool. Like, what do I have to do to experience that? Okay. And it just so happens, like, the things that I've applied in my routine, like going to bed at a certain hour and choosing to do this over that and slowly onboarding different habits over time. Like, we'll see if I keep on writing. There may be a point where I just stop and it's completely fine. Like, the meditation practice is still strong, but like, there's days where I don't do it. Like, it's completely fine, but we're looking at this long term. That's the whole thing. It's like, we want to live long, healthy lives and not be captive to this moment or think that things can't change because these circumstances aren't in our favor right now, or seemingly not, because like, the world, the universe is miraculous and things are constantly shifting and changing. And once we kind of zoom out and get the understanding, that somatic understanding that things are going to change, and fully accept that, we become less reactive to the minor things in our lives. And so, yeah, I just wanted to share that little, not little excerpt, but hopefully it helps in some sort of way. Just trying it out, you know? Falling in love with the process, fall in love with the process. So that was kind of like my rough outline for this podcast, but we've been going for almost 30 minutes. Holy shit. Another thing that I quickly kind of put together, or I guess like over time I've been putting this together. But I have a note in my phone that is entitled Thoughts While Driving. So I'll write down like little sayings or little concepts or ideas that can be executed later or whenever. But I was looking through it and I was like, oh, like, let me just like bring up some of these things and like see how I feel about them or see if there's some nuggets that come from it since I've written it down. Cause it's like, I write it down and then think about it and then I forget about it. And then, I guess I'm pulling that out right now. So thoughts while driving, here's the ones that I selected. How I feel is my responsibility. Man, I wish everybody had that outlook. I know it's impossible for everyone to agree on anything, but like the choice, like reactions are like a choice. And I know there's a lot of different triggers out there, and like we are human and we can be swayed by different events and information. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't and that we should just become like cold robots or anything like that. But yeah, I do feel that we do need to take more accountability about how we feel, because sometimes we may prolong a situation or an emotional state after the situation is passed. And at least in my like number of years ago, just feeling like addicted to the feeling of like martyrdom, like always looking at like, oh, like these other people are like actively wanting to see me fail, or like I would jump in front of the bullet figuratively and be like, oh, I sacrificed myself for the success of whatever. And I don't know, there's an identification, there's a pride that's associated with like the clarity of knowing that you've sacrificed, and it's kind of toxic if you know what I mean. That's one of the things that I feel like this city kind of identifies with. It's like the guilting and shaming anyone who doesn't have the same opinion, and everyone operating on like if you get offended, and it's just like, yo, like you decided to jump in front of that joke. Like you decided to become offended like by those words. It's like the words didn't do anything to you. It's how you related to the words that you did that to yourself. So yeah, how I feel is my responsibility. Just kind of just a mantra. Just something to test out. Nothing here is fixed. Along those same lines, it said / overinvest in accountability. Never looking to anybody outside of me, no matter how true some of the things are and how fucked up the government is and like how systemically parasitic and dark this country's history is towards black people, people of color. It's like, obviously, it's like, yeah, they're fucking horrible. But it's like in 2022, as I move through this world, it's like I'm seeing and looking through a lens of love, or at least trying to, productivity and what's the next thing. I'm tired of like reliving old things and whatnot. So, and this is just me. I'm not telling anybody what to say or do, but overinvest in accountability. So it's like, if I'm not where I need to be in this world, it's like, what can I do to better my own situation or better the situation of like my friends and family around me? Like on my whiteboard, it says, don't complain, provide the solution. So seeing myself and seeing like a bunch of other able, talented, beautiful people who have a lot of energy and a lot to give the world, it's like, what are we going to create? It's not coming out of like this position of like, like, oh, bootstrap, da 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 da. Like, don't be mad at. I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying, like, we have so much to offer, and there's so many people in need, and there's a lot that this world that's not perfect in this world, and it's like, let's band together and create something amazing. Like, that's the wave that I'm on, is like, let's fucking do something that's never been done before. Next note. Good health is something that you intentionally create every single day, not a single dose preventative measure. Along with that, I'm not a scientist, but I know what's best for me. As I've fallen in love with this process and seeing slow incremental changes over time, like, I realize, like, how, and this goes on to, like, the last thing too, is over investing in accountability, but it's just like how much power that each of us has. Like, we have so much power to shift and change reality as we seek to do so. And there's all these other modalities. It's like whatever you put in your mouth changes your perspective. It changes your brain chemistry. It changes your physical functions. It changes everything. So I think that idea of good health is something that you intentionally create every single day, is analyzing the choices that we make, and not seeking to outsource our health to a pill that's going to fucking, like, cure everything. It's like, how many, like, pharmaceutical, like, pill commercials are there with these, like, obscure names that sound like planets that we haven't discovered yet? It's like there's something that cures everything. And it's like, if you just go on, like, YouTube and I look up, like, Dr. Berg, who's like the keto expert, but he goes through a list of, like, all these ways to prevent certain illnesses and diseases, and, like, even just shit like gout and, like, eating too many cupcakes and stuff. It's like there's a lot of different ways to remedy outside of the Western medicine structure, which is like, hey, take a pill for this. But it's like, a lot of the times it can be administered or help through diet or exercise or any of those things. Sauna. There's so much out there. Another thing is that I wrote in my thoughts while driving note is, it doesn't have to be how it's always been. And that's something that for me is a tough one to break out of, because it's like we kind of dig ourselves into these grooves of, like, is habituation a word? Habituation. And it's tough to pull ourselves out of, like, that comfort and truly, truly, like, imagine a new reality and denying the necessity for the old reality or the old paradigm to continue. Like, we can allow it to die and wither. We can allow the thing that's not supporting or reciprocating the love and the value, we can allow it to wither and die away. And we don't have to keep pumping back life into the thing that's taking life from us. So yeah, it doesn't have to be how it's always been. Outside of that space, here's the next note, which I like, because I've artist, creative, a statement by Aaron Robinson. Style emerges from consistent effort and the joy of incremental progress. I'll say that again. Style emerges from consistent effort and the joy of incremental progress. A lot of the times we compare ourselves and it has to be like that. We're inspired by that. And why doesn't it, like, why doesn't it look like their work? Because it's your work. That's why it doesn't look like their work. And with that consistent effort, I think we start to love and enjoy the imperfection within our own expression. And over time, like, that's the thing that begins to set things apart, set your work apart from everybody else's work. And just seeing that it gets a little bit more refined over time, you start leaning into and fully accepting that. And I think that's where style comes from. And the last note, spend less time brainstorming, trust intent, don't overexplain or seek confirmation from others. Well, that's pretty self-explanatory, isn't it? But yeah, these days I'm just like all about execution, and I have my roadblocks to execution just like everybody else, but we can sit around and talk about shit forever, but until it exists in this world, it's a free-for-all. It's like, yo, it's if somebody else comes up with it before you, then that's their idea. Whoever crosses the finish line and executes something, it's theirs. And I'm of the belief, after I've just seen like how much stuff is being created on the daily, it's like, yo, like, there are no standards of quality anymore. It's just like, what does it exist or does it not exist? And allowing yourselves to go back to the drawing board and improve on something that you've already released, and not caring like what if other people can see the vision. I used to share my visions, and I still share my visions a lot, but like my vision would depend on how it would be received by the people around me. And like in San Diego, it's like nobody was on like this level as far as creatively. Like nobody was even thinking about the things that I was thinking about. And that's not like shade, but those were like the people that I was around. So how the hell am I supposed to like ask for somebody's opinion on something that who had never previously considered anything that was in the realms that I was talking about or thinking about or wanting to do? So like stopping that whole process, because then you'll just end up just doing nothing like for years and years and years on end, just like I had done. So yeah, like don't seek confirmation from others. It's like what is the first step that I can take today to move us closer to that black and white checkered finish line? Like, how can I execute? Like, I like to do shit quick. Like, I was literally editing a podcast and I was like, I want to do a solo one instead. And 37 minutes and 17 seconds later, like, we're here. And I'm like, oh, shit, I'm happy with this execution right now. Bet I'm going to release it tomorrow at 4 a.m. Like, there's no pre-planning, no nothing. Like, an hour ago, I was literally, like listening to another podcast until I overruled it and decided to do this. There's no grand scheme. There's nothing. It's just like, this is what I feel like doing. Cool. I'm releasing it Monday morning at 4 a.m. It's 7:20 right now. I'm trying to get to bed at 9 p.m. to wake up at 4:44. So this is all just fluid and coming to the place of just like trusting ourselves. Like, you have all the choice to decide what you want to do, how you want to do it. And it's just about doing it. Let's stop thinking about it so much and stop like trying to compare ourselves so much. It's like, I don't know, celebs have full-on PR teams. Like, they have whole squads like working for them, like to push out all the stuff. It's like, you have everything that you need. You don't need a bunch of equipment and shit. Like, I'm using like a $150 microphone, like GarageBand, and like a computer that was gifted to me. Thank you, Sydney West. You're the best. But it's pretty slow, and it's no shade, no nothing, but it's just like, oh, like, yeah, things could be better, but with what I have right now, here's what I can do, and this is what I will do. And that mantra of falling in love with the process and allowing things to be what they are and allowing things to change and knowing that all we want to do is just get a little bit better and seek solutions to our problems and share the things that we're learning along the way, constantly growing. That's fucking opening presence. That's what we're doing here. But yeah, that's my solo cast for today. I want to thank you guys so much for taking the time to listen. Yeah, make sure to go to Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Be a good Samaritan. Leave your boy a 5-star review. Leave a comment. Tell me what you think. Tell the world what you think. And then when I'm like blown the fuck up, you can look back and be like, yo, like, I was this first person to leave a review on the podcast. But yeah, I'm done. My name is Aaron Robinson, and thank you all for listening to Opening presence.